Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for your mailbag questions. The man answering them is Lance Meadow. I'll be asking them. I'm John Schmuck. Here we go. First question, Jack in New Rochelle. How key was Dwayne Harris to the receiving core this past week, and what has stood out to you about his play as a receiver?
Well, specifically this week is part one of the question, John, huge. I mean, he came up with two touchdown receptions. That actually matched all of the touchdowns he had during the course of his career with the Dallas Cowboys, so that was certainly a big difference maker. And let's not forget, he went down with a sprained ankle and a sprained knee, fought his way back to get back into this contest. And I think that's what really jumps out to me, John, about his play. How about his toughness? I mean, very few players would be able to survive all of that, come back into the game, and be just as productive. He set career highs in nearly every statistical category, and we're only at the midway point, so certainly that's been impressive.
And who likes that more than Tom Coughlin? No one. Question number two, Rachel in Trenton, New Jersey. Once he returns, what are the realistic expectations for Jason Pierre-Paul in terms of what he'll bring to the Giants' defense?
Well, you certainly have to keep expectations in check. I mean, number one, he's still trying to get his legs back underneath him, his conditioning. The one thing about JPP that I think really falls under the radar, John, is his ability to stop the run. And probably throughout the course of his career, he's never gotten enough credit. That's an area that I think he could truly make a difference. The Giants started off very effective against the run. The last few weeks, the numbers have gone down. So that's an area that I think he could certainly make an impact.
And last year, Pro Football Focus had him ranked as one of their best run-stopping 4-3 defensive ends. And one other thing to note in terms of the conditioning you mentioned for JPP, Tom Coughlin, speaking to the media last week, pointed out he's one of those guys that really never seems to get tired. Colin Jenkins said that too. He has an unbelievable motor. So hopefully that'll get him out onto the field and get him more snaps sooner rather than later. Those are our mailbag questions for Lance Meadow. I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. Join current and former players at Taste of the Giants, presented by Stop and Shop. An evening of fine cuisine from the area's top chefs on Monday, November 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets on sale now. Visit Giants.com/taste for more information.